Once there was a land in a time not long ago, where magic tales are often grown. And from this magic land comes the tale you'll hear today, a fable not well known. The story here begins with a very special girl, a sweet and helpful little lass, who works without complaint in the hope she might fit in, but never could she pass. For sometimes things we cannot change are what we really need. And sometimes things we cannot change is what helps us succeed. So as we start our tale in this strange and different land, a lesson might be learned today, that being who you are and liking what you see can help you find your way. Yes, it's true that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but in this story it is because of the eyes that trouble begins. Witness here a mother who had three daughters, each one a bit different from the other. The youngest was called Little One Eye because she had only one eye right in the middle of her forehead. The second was called Little Two Eyes because she had two eyes just like everyone else. And the eldest, her pride and joy, was called Little Three Eyes, and her third eye was also right in the middle of her forehead. Well, now how, you may ask, is this possible? Well, it's quite well known that in the land of magic, things are not always the same as they are right here. Why, in many instances, people fly in carpets, turn into beautiful swans, and even climb beanstalks to the sky. So you see, a girl having three eyes is really not that unusual. What is unusual is how a mother could shun her own daughter just because she looks a little different. For you see, this mother considers One Eye and Three Eyes the most beautiful of all girls, but sees Little Two Eyes as nothing more than plain and insignificant. If only she would take the time to see within rather than without. For sometimes things we cannot change are what we really need. And sometimes things we cannot change is what helps us succeed. And so our story begins. It is a typical evening supper in the household of Little One Eye, Little Two Eyes, and Little Three Eyes. So listen with your heart, for the heart will hold the key to finding love and hope.